Trees. To learn more or get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
Hi, this is CGSF 90.1 FM at Simon Fraser University. You are listening to Rock and Ride. My name is Luca. That was Hop the Twig by the Corettes. Thank you. My name is Luca.
My name is Jackson.
And today we're just going to talk about this movie that I think I remember. It's called, I think it's Scott Pilgrim, I believe.
Yeah, Scott Pilgrim versus the World. That's the movie where Michael Cera was the bassist in their band.
Oh yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, we just watched that yesterday at Sean's house.
I mean, like, that movie was filled to the brim with rock and roll influence while still being hilarious. I mean, the characters are pretty memorable. I mean, the film just kind of truly shows the power of a band in its full form. I mean, that movie is pretty amazing, to be honest.
That movie was amazing, man. Hey, do you remember that one song their band Sax Bob On played called Garbage Truck?
Oh yeah, that has to be one of my favorite songs, in my opinion. And I heard it's the film's original song was composed in collaboration with the alternative rock artist known as Beck.
Really? I didn't know that. Hey, I believe it though. When we were driving out to SFU yesterday, Garbage Truck definitely kept our ride grooving.
You know, man, I love the song's consistent, energetic flow throughout. I mean, it really complements the vocal sound. I mean, the lyrics chosen also complement the story. I mean, in this hourly show, we choose to highlight some music, that being the connection with vehicles, I mean, or in transport. So we appreciate the occasional garbage truck. I mean, so without further ado, this is CGSF 90.1 FM. You're listening to Rock and Ride, and my name is Luca with Jackson Brown, and here's Garbage Truck by the Sex Bomb Mom.
Take you for a ride. garbage truck. Oh no, I take you to the dump, 'cause you're my queen. Take you uptown, I show you the sights, you know you wanna ride. I'm a garbage truck. As the mansions by, drive right through the needle's eye. Oh my, 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 my. I got a stereo, you just gotta turn the knob, and maybe we'll go as far as we can. I'll be your garbage man. I'll take out your junk and I'll crush it down. Jesus in my rear view, and the highway patrol is up ahead. In my garbage truck, truck, I'll never throw you away. When you're old and gray, we'll just roll it.
What a great song from a great movie that was. Next up is quite a long one. It's called Ghost Train by Leila Zoe. It's got plenty of solos, from a very soothing guitar solo to the jumpiest drum solo. Let's hear it.
The train's coming down the track.
It's coming in fast. Better get your ticket now. Get your ticket now. That train is gonna leave you, baby. That train is gonna leave you if you don't get your ticket now. Get your ticket now. You better hurry up now. You better hurry up now. You better hurry up now. Ah. You better hurry up now. You better hurry up now. You better hurry up now. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Come on.
My name is Bernie, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. That was Layla Zoe, and just amazing drum solos and guitar solos, just mind-blowing. Ronald Van Zant, known by his friends as Ronnie, was the original lead vocalist, primary lyricist, and founding member of the infamous classic rock band Lynyrd Skynyrd. He was just 29 years old when the plane that was carrying the band from Greenville to Baton Rouge ran out of fuel outside Mississippi. The band was informed about potential problems with the aircraft and were told to brace for a crash as the plane went down. Van Zant suffered head injuries when the plane struck a tree and was essentially killed on impact. Ronnie's bandmates Steve Gaines, Cassie Gaines, along with their road managers and pilots were also killed. The rest of the band was severely injured but escaped with their lives. Ronnie Van Zant was born in Jacksonville, Florida, and in the summer of 64, he formed a band called My Backyard with his schoolmates Alan Collins on guitar, Gary Rossington also on guitar, Larry Junstrom on bass, and Bob Burns on drums. The band went through several names until they eventually settled on Lynyrd Skynyrd as a joke tribute to their high school gym teacher, Lynyrd Skynyrd. The gym teacher's strict rules against long hair inspired the band to name themselves after him. The band's rise to fame began with the release of their self-titled first album in 1973. The album had several hits including I Ain't the One, Tuesday's Gone, Gimme Three Steps, Simple Man, and what later became perhaps their most famous song, Free Bird. Another component of their ascent to stardom was the exposure they got when they became the opening act for the U.S. portion of The Who's Quadrophenia Tour. Lynyrd Skynyrd's biggest hit, Sweet Home Alabama, came when they released their second album, Second Helping, in 1974. Despite being from Florida, the band wrote Sweet Home Alabama in response to Neil Young's songs Alabama and Southern Man. In 1979, Young responded to this with Powderfinger, from his album Russ Never Sleeps, my personal favorite album by Neil Young. And in response, Van Zandt was captured on the cover of Street Survivors wearing a t-shirt of Young's Tonight's the Night. If legend is true, Van Zandt was buried in that very Tonight's the Night t-shirt. According to family members and former bandmate Artemis Pyle, Van Zandt frequently talks about mortality. Pyle recalls a conversation he had with Van Zandt in Japan. Ronnie and I were in Tokyo, Japan, and Ronnie told me that he would never live to see 30 and that he would go out with his boots on, in other words, on the road. I said, Ronnie, don't talk like that, but the man knew his destiny. End quote. Backup singer of Lynyrd Skynyrd, JoJo Billingsley, also states that in the months before his death, Ronnie began referring to himself as the Mississippi Kid. Eerily, Van Zandt's only connection to Mississippi was that it would eventually become his place of death. Ronnie's younger brother Johnny would take over as the new lead singer after Ronnie's death, but the band was never the same. Ronnie Van Zandt was another pillar of the rock and roll scene taken from us too soon by Transport. In any case, here's Gimme Back My Bullets by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
What?
This is CJSF 90.1 FM radio at Simon Fraser University. You're listening to Rock and Ride, playing every Friday from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Thank you very much for listening. Next up is the Steve Chong Show from 3 to 4, giving you the latest in SFU sports news. After that, from 4 to 5, is Voice of the North. And then from 5 to 6, Green Planet Monitor. Be sure to stay tuned.
Attention, Punk Rock Nation. Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blurred Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1 on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty vinyl and get blurred.
Message from the Warams.
When you use a Warams key tag, you protect your keys.
If you lose your keys,
the finder can call the number on the back of the tag
or drop them in any mailbox.
And the Warams will return your keys to you
for free.
Order your key tags today at warams.ca
and make a difference in the lives of amputees like me.
Thank you.
Listening to CJSF Radio 90.1 FM at Simon Fraser University. My name is Sean McMeekin, and I am joined by Nuka Rayom, Jackson Brown, and Bernie Lee. Thank you for listening to Rock and Ride, playing every Friday from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., during which we keep your ride grooving with underrepresented rock, both new and old, and we give some insight to the way the transport we use affects the music we love. Thank you all again for listening. We hope you listen again next Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Don't get stuck in traffic, and have a wonderful rest of your day.